Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. This is your co-host, typically Anthony Dittmore. That's on Twitter, Anthony Dittmore _. Today, I'm not joined by anybody. Joe and Cody both have obligations today, so they both will not be making it for today's podcast. I'm going to go solo dolo. It's going to be a quicker one since I'm by myself. Recording the day after the Nets' brutal loss to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Nets seem like they have the Bucks have their number. Kevin Durant is now 0-5 in his last five games against the Bucks. The Nets lose the season series to Milwaukee 3 games out of 4. They've only won their one game on the road when they just had Kyrie Irving in terms of big three. Well, big three, you know what I mean by that. They lose this one in a heartbreaking fashion overtime. Their third overtime game of the year. They were 2-0 previously. They lose 120-119 to the Milwaukee Bucks. Yesterday's game was really fun in terms of, like, if you're just watching from an outside perspective, like if you're not a Nets fan. For most of it, if you're not a Bucks fan, you're probably very nervous. But yesterday's game was very, very back and forth. The Nets started this one off strong. They had maintained like a 10-4 point lead for majority of the game. Even with like 4 minutes left to go, they were up like 5 points. Actually, they're up like 7 or 8, actually. And they looked like they were in command. They're going to go on to win this game. They had great performances from some of their guys. Like Kevin Durant played well, 26-7-11, and 10-21 shooting. Bruce Brown played really well. He had 23 points, 8-17 from the field. He had 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Drummond gave him 4-10. Kyrie Irving had 25. Seth Curry had 4 3-pointers in. He had 16 points. Nick Claxton played some good defense off the bench with 11 points. Some of the role guys didn't really play well. The Nets went very starter minutes heavy. Their starters played the majority of the minutes. Durant went 45 minutes. Irving 44. Bruce and Seth went 33. Drummond 28. Dragic got some 20 minutes, Claxton as well, but then he had Mills and James Johnson at 16 and 10 apiece, and Kessel Edwards made a few minutes. Other than that, the Nets did not go to the bench at all. Aldridge, Cam, and Blake Griffin all sat the bench again for, I think, third or fourth straight game. So then Steve Nash went to tight end his rotation. Some frustrating moments in that game from James Johnson. Just really not playing well. I don't know why Steve Nash hasn't switched to Blake Griffin. He plays better defense. He's been hitting his shot recently. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. Bruce Brown really has been played really well. He's hitting that 3-ball consistently. He made three threes on 5 attempts, so he's been playing really well. The story that he actually took a hard fall against Chris Middleton was actually ejected, I think, in the third or fourth quarter for his foul against him. Hit his arm really hard, and he was okay and came out okay. Kevin Durant had a scary fall, and then the game when he hit that three, take the lead 8 seconds to go. But really, Giannis Antetokounmpo was insane. Like, I know it was the Nets podcast, but Giannis had 44-14-6. He's now second in the MVP convo. He's passed Joel Embiid for the NBA's rankings, right behind Jokic. He could be winning his third MVP, third defensive player of the year. And last year in the playoffs, the Nets really, like, played off of him and forced him to shoot some dumb shots. But late in this game, with like about 45 seconds to go, Giannis hit a pull-up three. I know it was against Andre Drummond, but still hit a pull-up three to tie this game. And really, he's improved his perimeter shooting. If he can improve that perimeter shooting like he has this year, he's going to be scary to go against for years to come. He was 15-19 from the free throw line as well last year. I know he struggled in the playoffs on the line. He really played well. The Bucks side, Brook Lopez kind of struggled. Wesley Matthews kind of gave it so-so minutes. Middleton only had 16. Holiday played well at 19, kind of take advantage of smaller Nets guards against Dragic and Curry.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Nets rotation wise, like I think they found their solidified starting five. We would think with Drummond, Irving, Brown, Curry, and Durant, they've started about 7 or 8 games in a row together now. The Nets played really well. Don't get me wrong, but this is a game they had to have. Like they're fighting in that standings with Charlotte, with Atlanta. They're only down 2 against Cleveland going into the night with a head-to-head. So they really control their own destiny, and now they kind of have to win out to even have a chance at 7. Now they're in a 3-way tie with Charlotte and Atlanta. So not an ideal night for the Nets. In terms of like their rotations, like Goran Dragic kind of struggled, didn't really give much of an impact in the game. Couple costly turnovers. Patty Mills once again looks like he's kind of cooked. I don't even know if he's a lock for that playoff rotation. Drummond's at late in that game. I feel like Claxton should have been there in those couple of those matchups against Giannis. I'm sorry, I'm just like spitballing some stuff because I'm going by myself. Usually I'm bouncing off like Joe or Cody, so just excuse me on that. But basically, yeah, like I thought the Nets could have went to Claxton there for more versatility to guard against Giannis Antetokounmpo. Didn't really do that. Late in this game, it kind of bothered me how they just kept going so ISO heavy on Kevin Durant. Like you had this one play where Kyrie throws an alley-oop to KD. Like a lot of back and forth with Kyrie and KD, I felt like would have been more ideal in that kind of situation. I felt like it would have been a little better than just kind of running straight ISOs, even like getting Seth a look or two or Bruce cutting or even like getting into the post against Lopez. Like the Nets didn't really do that. And it kind of was getting very predictable, like 4 straight plays. Kevin Durant, so like give a little time on the Nets are up 8 with like 3 minutes to go. Malkiel has this big run led by Giannis. Giannis makes 2 free throws to go up 2 with the Nets, with like about like 20 seconds to go. KD gets fouled on a 3, a scary play. Looked like he almost got hurt there, but he looked like he came out of it okay. Scary fall, hit all 3 free throws, go up 1 with 8 seconds to go. Giannis comes down, gets 2 free throws, 2 seconds to go. Nets are down 1 again. KD gets an open look, same spot where he took it last year in the playoffs, and he missed it. So the Nets lost this one in heartbreaking fashion. Some thoughts like rotation. I feel like I said before, I think Griffin definitely should get some more looks over James Johnson. I think in offensive purposes, I understand Drummond and Claxton are a really good combo at center. Maybe getting Aldridge some looks when like, the Nets are struggling to score their second unit wouldn't be a bad idea. Just get his legs under him before the playoffs. So that's something to keep an eye on. Hopefully, like we always said, Seth has been dealing with an ankle issue. Obviously, at times, he's not really cutting as well as he was originally, but at least he's been hitting his 3-point shot for most of the time. So that's a good news. But yeah, it was once again, the Nets just really had to, me personally, I don't want to play Milwaukee in the playoffs at all, let alone the first rounds. Hoping the Nets can draw Miami or even Boston without Rob Williams would be a better matchup. Hell, I'd even take Philly over them, but we'll have to obviously wait and see. We even know where we're going to stand in the play-ins. So I think looking too far ahead is not smart. When we get these next 5 games, worry about the play-ins, and then we can worry about a first-round opponent. That's kind of the way I see it. Don't want to dwell on this game too much. Got into it so hard, I busted my knuckles open by mistake, punching in the air, hitting the ceiling, celebrating the Kyrie dunk of alley-oop to KD, but then obviously game didn't really end well. So, yeah, the Nets lose 120-119 to Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the Bucks' all-time leading scorer. He's really going to pull up some resume. He has 2 MVPs, Rookie of the Year. I think he has 2 Defensive Player of the Year, multiple-time All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, Finals MVP. His resume is getting really big. Like, he could go up there, like, top 10 all-time, if we're going to be honest. But, yeah, that's all I really have in that game. Other than what we've been saying, that's really just needed this game and they couldn't seal the deal. Going back to the standings, like I mentioned before, the Nets are now in a 3-way tie with Atlanta and Charlotte. All 3 of them stand at 40-37. I think the Nets are only ahead right now of Charlotte because it's a 3-way tie and there's a different procedure for a 3-way tie versus a 1-way tie. So it could get a little tricky. Right now, the Nets currently stand in 8th, but they're literally tied the same exact record that Charlotte and Atlanta. In tonight's NBA action, we're going to see if either of them are in action. I'm recording this on Friday. So none of the 3 teams are in action tonight. So in terms of like that regard, no one's worrying about the Nets. The Nets don't have to worry about any scoreboard watching, at least for tonight. So they kind of get to take a little breather. The Nets have 5 games to go in the season. I'm going to pull up the remaining schedule. they don't play a top six team in East left. They play Atlanta Saturday, which would be huge for tiebreaker purposes and like standings, as they are obviously, we said, tied. And they hit, and that's have an easy stretch down the season. They have Houston, then a back-to-back with the Knicks, the Cavs next Friday, which would be a big game in terms of standing purposes as well. Then they have Indiana end the season, which is still to be determined for a time. So the Nets really should, like, you would hope they finish 5-0. Like, obviously, if you play the games, you would like them to finish 5-0. All winnable games to here on out. So they really do need to take care of business. We did mention, like, this is their last tough game of the season. We're going to look at Atlanta's remaining schedule. Obviously, they're playing Brooklyn on Friday, Saturday. Then they have Toronto, Washington, Miami, and Houston. So not a terrible schedule for them either. Miami might be a tough game for them. And then looking at Charlotte in the standings, Charlotte's remaining schedule is against Charlotte has the Sixers on Saturday, the Miami, Orlando, Chicago, Washington. So they have a tougher schedule. So the Nets could potentially get ahead of them. We will see. It's going to be tough from here on out. We did get an update from Shams Charania today regarding Ben Simmons. He's starting to do on-court work again. He's trying to ramp up. He's saying they're targeting him for the playoffs. I was rather pessimistic last time we talked, saying he's probably not going to come back the rest of the season. But it's looking like he is, barring any setbacks. You never know with these setbacks. So I say just wait and see. Don't want to get your hopes up too much. But Ben Simmons is on track to start doing on-court work, so we could see about that. In terms of other injuries, like none of the really other injuries besides the Harris injury, so nothing really else to report in that regard. You'll see Curry and Durant's status going into the game against Atlanta, but I expect them both to play. Obviously, the Nets get every game they can take. We talked about the big difference versus the 7-8 playing versus the 9-10 playing. You saw KD got into it with Nick Wright yesterday. Nick Wright was talking about, I feel bad for Kevin Durant. He's always been second his whole life next to LeBron, now next to Giannis, who's second overall pick. So, like, kind of just, like, going at Durant, and Durant, like, referred himself as a god, saying, sorry, little Nicky. So, a little off-Twitter drama. But, yeah, that's all I really have today. Kind of went solo. Just wanted to talk about this game. It was really important. Next episode, we'll be joined by Cody and Joe, hopefully. Probably Sunday or Monday following the Atlanta game. Talk about the importance of that one as they play Saturday night against the Hawks. Nets are off tonight, as in Friday. But yeah, just want to get some thoughts out after that Bucks game. It was a really tough loss for the Nets. Really tough to put a swallow, especially after last year's elimination. But yeah, in regards to our pick'ems, Joe actually clinched the season series for the wins. He has at 32 wins. He picked a Nets loss. While me and Cody picked wins, we kind of had to because based on what Joe picked. So he's up six. So it's 32, 26, 26. So it's Cody and I are fighting for second now. Joe clinched first. He has a 6-game lead of 5 games to go. So it doesn't really matter what he picks from here on out. But in terms of the next game, Joe's picking a win, Cody's picking a loss, and I'm picking a win. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. I am your co-host, Anthony Dittmar. That's AnthonyDittmar_ on Twitter. Please leave us a review, ask some questions, and we'll be joined by Joe and Cody next episode as well to talk about the Hawks game.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.